Graham Atkins joins us for a quarterly look. It's about myrtle rust. And Graham's right out on the east coast and about 20k from Ruatoria. He works for the Department of Conservation and is part of a group using creative arts to tackle the devastating problem of myrtle rust in the east coast. I'm pleased that the storm due to hit the coast today, which may have compromised our ability to contact Graham, hasn't quite eventuated, although it could be wild still out where he calls home. Graham, tenakwe.
Tenakwe, Dale. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us. Well, listen, is it blustery and as bad as what was predicted?
Yeah, it started yesterday and it was lucky it eased off in the night, but it's pretty much come back with a vengeance. So gale force southeasterlies with torrential rain.
Well, the rain had stopped the spread of myrtle rust, which is a problem, Graham. You work for the Department of Conservation. How long have you been with that organisation and why do you like that sort of mahi?
Yeah, I'm closing in on 30 years service as an employee of the department. And yeah, I just like the outdoors and always had an interest in our native plants especially. I think, you know, it's come from my grandmother on my father's side and others over the years that have had an influence on, you know, one of my passions.
Well, let's talk about using creative arts to tackle myrtle rust first. An explanation of myrtle rust, if you'd be so kind, please, Graham, and its threat to our native taonga, our native species.
Yeah, so I've only just got into the arts and the collaboration between arts and the arts world and conservation, and it's because of some of the mates and friends and cousins that I interact with or hang around with, and some of them are well-known artists in our country, and they know what I do for, you know, my bread and butter, and they, you know, through them, they sort of allowed me to sort of target a wider audience, you know, through the arts. And so, yeah, I'm a fan now because we've probably done half a dozen collaborations now recently, and yeah, getting good feedback. So, you know, it's all about the messaging, and the myrtle rust is the perfect example because it doesn't feature in the media much these days, and so, you know, our people think that it's gone away or it's been fixed or solved. But you know, those few of us that are tracking what it's up to in the tile know otherwise. And so, yeah, I'm just grateful for the funding that we got through my art mates that allowed us to put this video together.
So describe the video, what it's and how it's presented, and the sort of focus or gist of what you're trying to convey in it.
Yeah, so it's a lot of our mahi is doom and gloom, so it's a hearts and minds exercise. It's probably the closest I can to describe how we've portrayed to get those messages across, and so not many people get to watch a species vanish, and when we're talking about species extinction, most times it plays out over a long time periods of time. But rama rama for us here on the east coast, it was 3 years ago in 2018 when I first found it up around Chararoa, and since then the our rama rama has pretty much vanished. So you're talking about tens of thousands of rākau across a huge landscape that are no longer here anymore. And so because rama rama doesn't really have the higher profile of, say, a Manuka or a Purukawa, you know, there's barely a ripple on the pond as far as the reaction from our community and the wider community. And so watching the seedlings vanish first in year one, and then the mid-sized rama rama in year two, and then the adults last year. And so that's pretty much game over, because if there's no young ones coming through and then there's no future seed source, you know, provided by the adults, that it's a bleak future. So and you know, that's sad in itself, but trying to, you got to give people hope. And so since we made the video, with I got to take our new minister Kiri Tapu in to see for herself, and myself and our cousin Tina Ngata showed her around what was happening. And so I was, you know, so rapt, because you know, you can't be seen for yourself. So she saw what we've been going on about, and then she asked what we thought a response would look like. So we put an application into the Jobs for Nature for a hapu-based or a hapu-led response to Myrtle Rust up here at East Cape. And since the film has been made, we were successful. So we are close to getting boots on the ground, so more eyes and ears out there looking and keeping an eye on what Myrtle Rust is up to in the tire up here at East Cape. So yeah, there's the positive message there.
Good on you, Graham. It's sort of out of sight, out of mind, and I guess many of us were aware of the threat of myrtle rust through the media a couple of years ago, maybe three, maybe four, I'm not quite sure, but it seems to have dropped off the radar as far as coverage is concerned. Meanwhile, it's doing its dastardly deed in our ngahere across the motu. I like the idea of hapu-led responses here and feet on the ground. How can we literally try and stop its spread? What are the techniques that we need to employ, Graham?
Yeah, so some of the ideas that we've come up with is that up here at East Cape, we've got 15 species of native myrtles, and we know Ramarama is doing it hard, so and will probably vanish, you know, sad to say. But the others that remain, we don't want to wait until we find out that, you know, that they are going to go, and you know, we could possibly have had a 10-year or 5-year window when we could have done something about it. So we're going to try and collect as much seed from those 15 to get them into storage, plus get some cuttings going. And so the cuttings will be, you know, they'll be fast-fitting grown plants from seeds. And the idea is that some of these valleys where myrtle rust is rife, we'll put some of these cuttings back in there and test them in the field for their susceptibility to myrtle rust. And hopefully they, you know, some will have some resistance, because that's the only hope, that you know, a lot of our myrtles may have resistance, but we're not going to wait for that to find out. We're going to try and stay front foot of this, and so hopefully some of our myrtle cuttings show some resistance, and then we can, you know, focus on those species that need a hand. So yeah, and so we're going to have, I think, there's six full-time positions. So there's two teams of two, and the area that we had set our sights on is the coastal strip between East Cape, around at the lighthouse, around to the Motu River mouth, because that area has such a high diversity of our native myrtles. Yeah, so it'll be a collaboration between Te Whanau Apanui and you know, landowners and Ngāti Porou.